Mr. Chair, in the spirit of interactive dialogue, my delegation wishes to respond to some of the comments made this morning. First, with regard to the reflection of the work we completed this year in paragraph 17, my delegation has stressed that we believe the current language represents a functional reflection of what we undertook this year. Having the language intensified the consideration and elaborated in the past tense does not necessarily pass judgment on the question of whether the mandate has been fulfilled, although my delegation has expressed its view that the mandate has been exhausted. Second, like the delegation that spoke before me, the Philippines agrees with the technology-neutral approach to compliance with IHL. But we must be careful with the language of paragraph 18. We believe the technology-neutral approach must be balanced with the need to recognize the uniqueness of the risks and challenges posed by autonomous weapon systems. We have submitted written inputs containing textual suggestions in this regard. Third, we reiterate our view that the characterization of laws must remain general enough to cover not only the weapon systems that we seek to prohibit, but also those that we seek to regulate. We therefore do not think that it is useful to include elements that raise the threshold for characterizing laws unnecessarily high, such as, for example, the impossibility for termination, which would restrict the coverage of paragraph 20 and 21. Mr. Chair, my delegation wishes to add our voice to those who have reiterated the importance of paragraph 20, particularly the second sentence. This sentence reflects the first year of the dual framework of prohibition and regulations, around which there is clearly an emerging consensus. The suggestions made yesterday by one delegation to delete this sentence is extremely unhelpful. In our view, the language of paragraph 20 does not yet reflect the level of ambition that most delegations share. We intend to work with other delegations to improve this with a view to achieving consensus, taking into account the views and interests of all delegations, including those who are in the minority. It is in this spirit that we proposed constructive textual suggestions yesterday. But it will be extremely difficult for my delegation to agree to a report that does not contain elements of both prohibition and regulations. Thank you, Mr. Chair.